Well, good morning, everybody. It's Aaron Ramsey. I hope you're doing awesome today. Well, I got an email this morning from one of our employee owners, and I just thought I would read it because it really touched my heart when I read it this morning. And I think we're all kind of probably in the same situation as what you're going to hear in this email. But it says, it seems we're in the most difficult days since the start of COVID. The constant fear of contracting the virus from any surface or asymptomatic patient has been replaced with stress and being fed up. Patients are sick of being asked COVID questions. Parents are fretting sending their kids back to school. Staff are wearing masks and cleaning anything someone comes in contact with. Another hard part is the impact it has on the center when one of coworkers is out with COVID. It isn't something you get over and return back to work in a few days. It's weeks before they can return. The longevity of COVID has left people feeling hopeless. All that to say, we are called now more than ever to be a light. In a world full of darkness and depression, a little light does shine bright. Its expression and act is welcomed. We never know what patients are going through when they walk in our doors. Well, now we do. COVID has made its mark on all of us. And in a medical place where one goes to hopefully find resolve, I want them to feel love and compassion. I care more about the impact I can have on one, on a person's day more now than the volumes of scans we complete. I want their experience to be easy and comfortable, knowing that they're cared for. We are a stronger organization having endured these times. I've been so proud of the way that Envision has handled the entire ordeal and often brag how we didn't even lay anybody off through COVID. What a huge blessing this company has brought into our lives. You know, from the little things that are done of appreciation to our ESOP stock portfolio. In my heart of hearts, I'm truly thankful. You know, I think that email is just so true, everyone, right now. It's, you know, even me, myself, and my family, I've got five kids, and they're getting ready to go back to school, and we're trying to figure that out, and we're caring for my elderly in-laws who have underlying conditions, and so we're trying to figure that out, and the issues are deep. I mean, and it's an individual decision that everybody has to make, but I think what's hard right now is that there's no right or wrong answer. And as this email said, I mean, I think we are getting fed up with this. We're all tired. We're tired of wearing masks, or we're tired of being at home, but also realize the importance of doing some of those things. And so this, I think this email, again, just displays really, really well where probably a lot of us are, including me. And so my encouragement is, you know, just to be so busy loving life that you have no time for drama, regret, hate, worry, or fear. You know, we can all live a life of love, even in a mask or even in a house. You know, we can all pick up a phone and call somebody and just tell them you're thinking about them or that you care for them. We can all be there to listen to a friend who's sorting through the decision of should they take their child back to school without placing judgment or anything on them, just being a good ear. It's important, and especially right now, to be there for each other as an organization, for our team members, our employee owners, to love one another and be there for each other, for our patients, our loved ones outside of work, our neighbors, and those that we interact with every day. So my encouragement to you would be so full of loving others that you just can let some of these other things go. Because if you sit and worry about all the bad things, or if you're looking at the news constantly on all of the negative reports, it does build up something inside that's hard to get rid of. So maybe spend your time loving, reaching out, encouraging, being a blessing, and see what happens. I'm actually talking to myself when I say that, because I need to do a lot more of that. And today, Thursday, August 6th, I commit to you, and I commit to myself that I'm going to do a lot more of that. Well, have a great day, everybody. To the person that wrote this email, you're awesome. Thank you so much, and live a life of love, everybody. Talk to you a little later.